Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's brought to you exclusively by Downey's Graphics and Printing in the Washington Junction Road here in Ellsworth, and they do everything. I was visiting the other day, watching them print the big graduation signs for the Ellsworth graduates. They make yard signs. I had a self-stamper thing that I made for the office. I mean, so if it's office supplies, printing, you name it, Downey's Graphics and Printing will take care of you.
Where service and quality matter. It's always good to have Ellsworth City Manager Charlie Pierce in the building. And Charlie, you walk through the door saying, I've got a tale of two city scenes for you this morning. Very Charles Dickens, Charlie Pierce.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's, yeah, I just love this community so much. I think, Paul, you rocked at the Grand as the host.
Well, thank
I don't know.
You.
I think Ryan Seacrest maybe.
I think I had the easiest job. Somebody else said, "Oh, you did great." I stood up there and I spoke. The people that had the hard jobs were the dancers, and they were really good.
Senator Grahowski. I mean, she won, I think, the judges' award.
Exactly.
I don't know if she's had background in that.
Oh my gosh, she did. They all really, especially on the second acts, they really came out and just wowed people. And Brenda Ledesma. She was the people's choice.
Yep. And Momo's. Oh my God, Momo did incredible. She was the most donations there.
Yeah.
It was so incredible. And hey, our Kenny Lemoyne from the fire department. I think.
The ladies were melting over him. Oh, there! I tell you, it got really hot in there for a while.
Yeah, I thought we might have to get HR involved for a second, but he turned things around.
So that's one of many great things, accolades you want to share this morning. Much good is happening
that,
in the city.
That we had a great community event with I think there must have been 20 or 40 second graders out at the Ellsworth Community Forest, where they're planting trees and that are going to be located in other parts of the city eventually. So it's just this incredible, bunch of volunteer groups, nonprofits out there really coming together. Last night I was at the Rotary dinner celebrating students for some of them are going to Skills USA, but a lot from folks from the Hancock County Technical Center, and just like the incredible skill sets of these kids, the amount that they're dedicating as youngsters to being like, I'm going to be the head of a brigade in a restaurant.
Yeah.
And, and just to see kids that are so young with such passion for their projects and the Hancock County Technical Center, just what an absolute treasure for the city. So
it really is.
It was awesome. And we had a great city council meeting on Monday. It was contentious. I'd say a lot of folks very outspoken in the meeting, which I always love. And, we had some tough conversations. As I've mentioned before, a lot of people think my job is to solve problems. It's really to kind of orchestrate conflict well. Hey, this is a conflictual issue. Downtown restrooms. We have one? Shouldn't we have one? The business community downtown has been asking for a while. I heard Ellsworth. And we've put together plans that we could have one, and that was tabled for a bit. There's Safe Street for All grant that went forward. We had a tough conversations on cannabis. If you want to look at that, feel free. It's on our YouTube website. And then there was kind of the big special event.
Right.
I think we can talk about that more. I hate bringing up stuff like this either, but I know it's in the news.
Well, there's stuff going on, and we've got that's part of our job is to let people know what's happening.
That's
so
right.
More is on the way.
We'll do that in part two coming up. It's City Scene, brought to you by Downeast Graphics and Printing, 477 Washington Junction Road in Ellsworth, where service and quality matter.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's all brought to you by Downey's Graphics and Printing for everything you can think of. You need things, of course, printed. You need signs. You need notary service. You want to see their awesome, beautiful postcards. I mean, it's crazy how many things they do at Downey's Graphics and Printing, where service and quality matter.
Ellsworth City Manager Charlie Pierce in the studio with us this morning. Charlie, where would you like to go this time on City Scene?
This is a tougher one. As you all know, we've had some tough conversations here. In the areas, the city's done a great job, but also the city, I think, has fallen short on a bunch of things. This is one where, I'm usually sunshine's the best policy. Let's talk about it in detail. What's your issue? This one is tough. There was a special meeting recently, which I believe the city council voted 5-1 to sanction one of their members for code of ethics violations or potential code of ethics violations. And, you know, I want to talk a lot more about it. And I did want to kind of correct kind of the process piece. You know, internally in our staff and government and municipalities in general, there's kind of a process for, you know, you can't talk about personnel issues publicly.
Exactly.
It's actually not legal to. If there's a report or a complaint against a staff member, our HR committee investigates that. They bring that potential staff member who there's an issue with forward for a fact fire or disciplinary hearing. And sometimes, depending on that response, they move forward to potential discipline. And then at the, you know, the only thing that's public of that process isn't the investigation reports, isn't any of those interviews. We really like to protect the staff members that come forward.
Mm-hmm.
It could be the discipline itself. And if there's no discipline, and then there's like a small document explaining in general that is a public record. The with city councilors, it's a whole different process.
It's like all different rules?
Totally different rules.
Wow.
You know, it's, and it's not, this is not my purview. It's up to the city council to discipline their own members, you know, and there's, I have no idea. I haven't seen the investigative report. I was interviewed as part of the investigative report. And I know the issue before council right now, I know the community probably wants to know, because councilors can say they want this in public. They want these things to move forward. I believe that's what one of the councilors has asked for. That's why we had a meeting recently. It's difficult. There's news stories in the Ellsworth American and the Bangor Daily News detailing all these issues about a report that I haven't seen. And I know the next step is it public? Should the city council make it public? In my opinion, it should be at least. And for my you know, parts of the interview, absolutely. My name should be in there. My bigger piece, and I'd leave this to the city council, of course, and the lawyers, is the staff that work for the city. I feel like they should be protected. Their name shouldn't be brought forward. But ultimately, that's a decision for the city council themselves and the law on what should be released in this report. I really, you know, I want as much sunshine in this as the next person. But I also want to protect staff members who, if they have an issue with a city staffer or a city councilor, that they have a process they can go through. They don't feel like they're going to be dragged before the public, dragged on Facebook.
Right.
I really worry about that.
If somebody says, I want to know what's going on. Where can somebody go so they can, you know, learn all that they're legally able to learn?
Yeah, this one is one for the city council on the decisions, you know, on what the next steps will be. So I know that they mentioned at the last meeting that they're going to continue to consider this. So I'm as eager as anyone for what the next steps. I believe there will have to be some sort of meeting for them to further discuss that, whether that's at a future council meeting or elsewhere, is really the determination of the council. So I believe they are considering that. Go to our website. I'm sure as soon as it's public, those meetings have to be put in the website and elsewhere. So,
boy, you know, Charlie, you always come in with great content on City Scene. You never come empty-handed. We appreciate that.
Oh, it never ends. Well, thank you all so much for having us on here.
Anytime.
And, yeah, it's really helpful.
All right, City Scene comes your way every Wednesday on the Star 97.7 Morning Show, brought to you by Downeast Graphics and Printing, Washington Junction Road in Ellsworth, where service and quality matter.